Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough.
So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is over 175 million.
Whew.
Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
The final keyword is coming up at around 5:20. We do it on KFI every weekday, beginning with the 9 a.m. hour at about 9:20, all the way through 5:20. So the last word of the day is coming up in about 15 minutes. All you have to do is enter it on the website, KFIAM640.com. We're bringing the L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva back on the show for a couple of reasons, most of which is the fact that, and this is not made up, the city of West Hollywood recently voted to replace a portion of its police patrol, the L.A. County Sheriff's deputies, with what they call security ambassadors. These are people who walk around, I don't know, in shirts and vests, who knows, and they have a walkie-talkie or something to report that there's a crime going on. It's bizarre. But anyway, it's like their way of saying we're defunding the police. You see what we're doing?
Yeah. It's called the Block by Block program, and we're not making this up, but the guy who is put in charge of it.
The operations manager is his title.
Shay Gibson, once charged with murder and armed robbery, and eventually convicted of voluntary manslaughter, he killed a guy. He killed a guy, and the mayor, Lindsay Horvath at the time, actually had him appointed to be the operations manager of the Block by Block program.
He did serve 8 years in prison in Georgia on the manslaughter charge.
It's hard to believe that. And by the way, Lindsay Horvath is now running for L.A. County Supervisor, the Board of Supervisors, replacing Sheila Kuehl in a district that includes the west side of L.A. So running against No Bail Bob Hertzberg, who's another blowhard buffoon.
And this report comes from WeHoville, and they got an email, and it shows that the board certainly knew his record before voting to appoint him in charge of this program.
Well, let's
prior knowledge of his previous criminal record.
Let's get Sheriff Villanueva on the line.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you doing?
Well, every day is a new surprise.
Did you just find out about this?
I just found out about this late last week, and I thought, wait a minute. How come this wasn't part of the public discussion when this matter was being debated with the city council? The committee sure would have liked to have known this information before they tendered a vote.
So how did this work? your sheriff's deputies were providing police coverage for West Hollywood, and then they had a vote to have the ambassadors replace your deputies to some extent. Describe the details.
Well, the West Hollywood has a contract for 69 sworn off deputies, 69. But because of the hiring freeze imposed by the county, that number had dropped to 56. So 13 were already missing. And then the city of West Hollywood, in their infinite wisdom, decided, well, that's still too much. Let's drop it down to 52, and we'll replace them with these block-by-block ambassadors who apparently now are run by this man who's a convicted murderer.
Yeah.
So this is quite an interesting turn of events here.
I mean, if they wanted to hire him, this just seems like the worst possible job.
Well,
to be in charge of people who are supposed to be looking out for crime. Yeah.
So his background was not debated at the city council meeting when they decided to replace some of the sheriff's deputies with these ambassadors.
Not at all. And apparently, according to those internal emails and letters, they've known about this since September of 21. So this is not new to the people pushing for the ambassador program.
So they knew it and they covered it up. I mean, if you do a simple background check, you're going to find out pretty quickly that he killed a guy.
Yes. So why would we allow someone? I mean, deputies. I have no one that's with that background. Obviously, could not be a sworn peace officer in the state of California. Yet somehow, this is an acceptable substitute for the city of West Hollywood.
And so what do these block-by-block ambassadors do? Do they show up when there's trouble? I don't understand what the role for these people are.
Well, they can't take any police action. All they can do is report something is happening. And I guess the theory of the West Hollywood crowd thinks that, well, they're visible. So since they're visible, people feel more comfortable. But I think people feel comfortable when they see sworn peace officers doing their job.
Was this coming from the public, do you know? Was there some kind of revolt against having sheriff's deputies around? Or is this just these idiot woke council people with the new wacky idea of the week?
This was Lindsay Horvath's appointee to the Public Safety Advisory Council. And that was the daughter of the LA Times, who does not like cops at all. He decided that he knew more than everybody.
Sun Xiong, the Sun Xiong daughter? This was her idea?
Yes. Apparently, she's been pushing this idea, and she got a crop of like-minded individuals who are not living in West Hollywood to bum-rush the council and flood the public comments. But the residents and the business owners were very upset about this because they want to keep the program the deputies.
Well, who did the original recommendation that this is the guy who ought to be hired? Shea Gibson. Like, Shea Gibson is the best candidate here. Was it the Sun Xiong daughter? Was it Lindsay Horvath? Somebody else? Like, do you know? Like, where this came from?
I think it came from the committee, and then it was pushed up to the city council to vote on. This is one of their genius ideas.
So
they ran with it.
So a convicted killer is less dangerous than having sheriff's deputies patrolling the streets.
Apparently, in their world, yes.
It says here that according to his LinkedIn, this guy's actually been with the block-by-block program since 2013, this Gibson guy. So this is more or less a promotion to become the head of the program, I suppose. Operations manager. Yeah.
Who are these ambassadors? Where do they get them from? Do you know?
Well, that, you know, I'd say good luck with that because they're going to be paid a pittance in terms of a salary. They probably won't be able to afford to even live in West Hollywood. And, it's going to be a mystery where they come from. Just look at Santa Monica and their ambassador program that worked really well for the city of Santa Monica and the province.
Okay, right. Yeah, the promenade. Yeah, I know.
It's free of all problems.
No,
right?
It's a hellhole now. No, this ambassador thing is just classic progressive garbage. It's some pretty little trendy woke term that, and it's always used to defund police. And people go, oh, that sounds nice. We're going to have ambassadors walking around peacefully trying to persuade people to behave.
On another note, Sheriff, tomorrow, I guess you're on the agenda for the Board of Supervisors. They're going to discuss that motion to allow them to remove you from office.
Apparently, having an election or a recall election or a civil grand jury or the attorney general wasn't good enough for the board. So they want to have a fifth option so they can trump the will of voters.
Are you going to attend in some manner and challenge them on this, or just let this craziness continue?
We wrote a letter that was delivered about an hour ago to the board expressing our opposition to this harebrained scheme. And they always have a solution in search of a problem. And this is one.
All right, Sheriff. Well, thank you for coming on with us.
You got it.
All right, Sheriff Alex Villanueva. And again, if you haven't heard, you people who live in West Hollywood, rather than have the full complement of sheriff's deputies, the idiot mayor that they had, Lindsay Horvath, hired Shea Gibson to run the block-by-block program, which is one of those stupid ambassador ideas. Instead of having police show up, you have an ambassador to talk sweetly. He not only killed a guy, he was also convicted of armed robbery. And he spent 8 years in prison in Georgia. And that guy is now the operations manager of Block by Block. He's like the head ambassador here, huh? Murder and armed robbery. Wow.
And this is interesting, too. Apparently, WeHoville reported in March that there's a lawsuit against Block by Block. A number of employees claim they were not paid the proper overtime wages, deprived of rest and meal periods, and got inaccurate wage statements. So the actual Block by Block workers are suing already over.
You know, the thing is, like I said, Lindsay Horvath is running for Los Angeles County Supervisor. She's a complete fool, a complete and utter fool. Who hires a convicted killer? Who does that? Hey, you're in charge. You're in charge of keeping the peace with the ambassador program.
All right. When we return, we'll play the news story about a former Olympic volleyball player who says she was attacked by a vagrant in downtown Los Angeles. And this is pretty nasty. Coming up next.
John and Ken, KFI. I hear a phone dialing. You hear that?
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
Through the board or outside of the room?
It's my cell phone. Look at that. I was calling a bagel shop. Don't you know?
How do you do that with a phone that's locked? How do you?
It's not locked.
Don't you have to put in your passcode? Oh, you don't have a passcode?
I only do that once a day. It's too annoying.
You do what once a day?
First thing in the morning, I hit the passcode. And then for the rest of the day, I don't have to do that.
Well, good luck if you lose your phone.
I don't care.
Welcome in.
I don't care anymore.
They'll be charging stuff.
You could hack me. You could charge me. I don't care anymore.
Why don't you just go kill yourself?
Sick of usernames and passwords.
You're coming every day now. I hate this. I hate that. I give up.
I'm tired.
Nobody cares. I don't care.
I'm tired of the nonsense. I don't have to put up with all the nonsense. It's nonsense.
But you do. You're still here. You're chugging along.
Not putting up with passcodes.
That difficult to.
It's not necessary.
I stick in four numbers. Takes 4 seconds.
It's not necessary. There's no risk. What I got to lose?
You're like the laziest bastard I've ever encountered. You really are.
Whatever the world.
You just lie around.
You just go along.
Don't talk to me. Don't bother me.
That's right.
Get an exit bag and just do us a favor.
Would you buy me one for Christmas?
I'll do it sooner. How about for
you missed
what's
my
the
birthday.
Next holiday? Labor Day? Or
could buy me one for Labor Day, sure.
Labor Day exit bag. Here's a story we're going to play from Channel 7 News. Who is it? Maria Cota... what's his name? Cota Robles? Anyway, this is about the Olympic athlete.
It's Mark.
Mark Cota Robles, who posted that she was attacked by a vagrant in downtown L.A. Here we go.
This former Olympic athlete attacked over the weekend here in downtown Los Angeles. She says, Kim Glass is her name, saying that it was a homeless man who threw a metal pipe that then hit her in the face. The former Olympic star, the athlete, posting the video on social media. You can see her eye practically swollen shut after the attack caused some small fractures, also a pretty bad cut on her nose. Glass said that she was leaving a restaurant after having lunch on Saturday when she was attacked, apparently randomly. But despite those injuries, she says that she's okay and is thanking the strangers who came to her aid, not leaving her side, holding pressure to her head until paramedics arrived. Other people holding down the man who attacked her until police got there. She said that it could have been so much worse.
Guys, just be safe out there, because you keep your head in a swivel off your phones. I mean, mine wasn't, but it's still, I wasn't ready for it. And there's a lot of mentally ill people on these streets right now. And the cops came, ambulance came. You know, right now it looks like my vision will be okay. And I got really great stitching from a doctor. I have just amazing friends and family around me and supporting me. And that's been the best part.
Now back out live again, that is Kim Glass. She won a silver medal at the 2008 Beijing Olympics on Team USA, the women's volleyball team. She's also done a lot of modeling in her career, once appearing in Sports Illustrated's swimsuit issue. Leslie, to send it back to you again, she's going to be all right. Very thankful that it was not worse. She said that she has been overwhelmed by all of the loving, supportive messages that she has received.
You know, this reminds me of the mass shootings, because it becomes, let's just give out all of our sympathy and love to the person. And, you know, no, I feel bad for her, but she says, you got to keep your head on a swivel. We should not have to live like that.
No, that's why.
We have so many mentally ill people, and some of them are violent. We keep upping the chances that this is happening. They arrested 51-year-old Simeon Tesfamarium. And by the way, the story that appeared today in ESPN does not mention he's a vagrant. Most reports...
They are now... some news organizations are cutting that description out from their reports.
Because they believe it demonizes the homeless.
Right, and it should. It should be there to demonize the homeless. So, because if we see every day that these assaults are from homeless people, then hopefully people will vote differently and demand different laws and the enforcement of current laws. So this is information we need to have. But all these woke a-holes that run the media outlets are erasing all the personal information to describe the suspect accurately.
They just described it in ESPN that, she left a lunch and just she saw some man out of the corner of her eye running up with an object in his hand. And then he looked with me with hateful eyes and he hit me.
Right. It was probably.
And that's it. They restrained the man. They identified him, but they didn't say he's a vagrant.
Yeah. Was he a local accountant? Perhaps he was a lawyer.
Just having a bad day and decided to slug somebody with a metal rod?
Maybe he makes cookies for a living. Yeah. Because that's what mentally balanced people do who have jobs and families and are normal. They run around with metal rods whacking people in the face.
Yeah, I mean, she said in the video that you heard part of there that there's a lot of mentally ill people on these streets right now. That's about as far as, you know, the opinion goes. Do something. Get them removed. It's hard to believe what's going on in the streets and people are getting viciously attacked.
Well,
I mean, we did stories in the last few years. Remember a guy that got pushed in front of a bus?
It is a good moment to remind people. We did this story earlier in the show, and you may want to search through the podcast later and look for it. It was in the LA Times today that back in 2004, we passed a mental health tax. We taxed millionaires. Prop 63. Everybody said, yeah, F the rich people. Tax the millionaires extra 1%. And they've raised $29 billion, and there are far more mentally ill people on the streets than when we passed the tax.
And one of the co-authors said, in 5 years, we'll have all the mentally ill people taken care of in the state.
But then he died, and he left behind this huge mess. And everybody was wrong. Stupid LA Times writers who promoted it at the time. Daryl Steinberg, mayor of Sacramento now, he promoted it politically at the time. This was supposed to be the cure to all the public mental illness. We gave him the $29 billion. We bent over the rich people and spanked them, took their money. And what do we got now? We got a huge mental health industrial complex where everybody working in the industry is making big salaries, but very few people are getting helped. I also read in Atlantic Magazine, there was a book review about psychiatry over the last 20 years. about how successful treating mental illness has been. And the book is called Desperate Remedies. And I'm just reading a review of the book. And the headline is, "Can you cure mental illness? 2 centuries of trying says no." This researcher looked at 200 years of trying to cure the mentally ill, and so far, nothing. So beware all the programs, all the claims, all the experts, you know, all the new taxes and the government programs. You have to forcibly lock people up and force them off the streets. They don't have any cures. They don't have anything to help these people.
I don't know how long it's going to take before enough people realize that you do have to have enforcement. Mm. You are going to have to change conservatorship laws. In other words, to clean up this problem, you can't just say, well, you know, they have rights. So they can live on the streets and chase after people with metal rods.
No. We got to go back to the old way. They have no rights. You have no right to do this. You have no right to whack somebody in the face with a metal rod. You are going into a mental institution, and you're being locked up. Bye. See ya.
You know what? It'd be interesting to see the prosecution of this guy, because it's L.A. County George Gascon's case. It will be eventually.
Yeah.
He'll be back on the streets in like a week.
Yeah, he will. Already out on bail? What do you think?
Maybe. Huh?
Thanks to no bail Bob Hertzberg.
We pretty much have no bail. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, just a quick update. The L.A. County Registrar did put out a report over the weekend, or maybe late Friday, that the number of signatures that were turned in by the Recall George Gascon organization was exactly 715,833. Now, the organizers put out a press release last week that they turned in 717,000, or thereabouts. So it looks like we're already starting short of some signatures in the effort to recall George Gascon. Remember that they need about 568,000 to be considered valid, which, if you do the math, that gives them, if that's the actual number that the registrar is going with, 715,833. They got almost exactly a 20% failure rate margin here, which is decent. Hopefully it'll cut it. So we'll find out in about a month or so the results of the registrar going through the signatures to see. They are going to use a sampling method, which the recall people didn't like. But I think I had seen with that that if it fails, they actually will go through all the signatures. That maybe only works for the good. In other words, if the sampling method works, that could be good enough to sign off on the recall. But if it fails, they go through all the signatures. I think that's what I saw. So
yeah, I think that's the way it works.
Yeah. So
I just want them to be watched. They're not to be trusted.
Probably not. The El Segundo Times did a story on something we talked about a couple of weeks ago. In fact, John, you weren't here when I threw Paul Koretz into the dumpster. And that was quite a lift for the mob. That chin bag alone.
Oh, my God. There must have been a lot of like hernias. And
I brought in like 100 mob members.
Strained groins. But
10 of them had to lift the chin alone.
He's despicable, that guy. He's really despicable.
He's the L.A. City Councilman. He's actually leaving. But before he goes, he wants the city of Los Angeles to become the largest in America to ban new gas stations. That's what his idea is.
It is impossibly stupid. It's also virtue signaling, because they only open like one or two or three gas stations in LA every year.
Yeah, but as gas stations will close in the future.
Well, then they're going to have to.
That does happen. There'll be no replacement.
They're going to have to reverse it, because electric cars are not practical at the moment. So this stuff, what are you going to end up? Gas is going to be more expensive. You're going to get longer lines. They're going to keep trying to force people out of their cars. You're going to have rioting in the streets eventually. There is a breaking point. It's a dumb,
you said dumb, that about the homeless. I don't see rioting in the streets. People here are lemmings. They don't do anything.
You don't think there's any point where they'll say enough?
There should be rioting in the streets over these gas prices. $6-$7. Yeah. Nothing. Lemmings. Yeah. People are just so trained to take it.
Yeah, remember France when the I think gas prices went up. That's when they started having riots. I think the president had implemented some kind of gas tax. That was the Yellow Vest revolt that they had.
Did
a few
they
years
undo
ago.
It? I think he did undo.
He
part
did.
Of it.
He did undo it because it was not too long after we had Newsom's stupid gas tax. So you know, if there was a little demonstration in the streets, sometimes that has an effect. But I mean, as a policy, it's ridiculously stupid because the electric cars are way, way too expensive for most people. In fact, I saw a tweet the other day by a black congressman who was a Democrat who was criticizing Biden. Biden had done some preachy thing on electric cars. And he goes, there's nobody in my district that can afford an electric car. What the hell are you talking about? Not only that, we don't have... They can't manufacture these things very quickly. Even Elon Musk says his factories are have a long way to go before they could produce cars at a much greater volume. You don't have the minerals. There's a huge shortage of lithium, which you have to have for the batteries. Not to mention all these other rare earth materials, which China has like at 80% of the market right now. It's way too expensive. The range stinks. Everybody always says, well, what about Tesla? Tesla's the only one that works right, the only one that's practical. All the other ones aren't practical, and Tesla costs a fortune.
I saw another story today where that's the biggest obstacle for people in buying electric is that they don't like the charging thing.
There's no charging stations, right?
And it takes too long.
And it takes too long?
Only Tesla has the supercharger, which can reduce it to like 30 or 40 minutes.
Okay. No charging station takes too long. We don't have the electrical grid to support this. We don't have the factories that can make it. We don't have the minerals available to create the batteries. That's way too expensive. That's six deal-breaking reasons right from the start there. Any one of those six.
They think in 13 years it'll all be solved?
No, well, it won't. It doesn't matter what they think. There's always people running around and lying. I mean, there's no bigger hype machine than the tech hype machine, right? Which is how you get stocks going through the stratosphere and then collapsing. That's happened twice in front of our eyes in 20 years. These huge tech bubbles, and then everything goes poof, and people lose, 40% of their nest egg. It's as great as a lot of technology is, it's a tremendous amount of hype and a tremendous amount of scam that goes on. And this electric car thing is so much ridiculous hype.
If you live in the west side, Silver Lake, Los Feliz, Echo Park, and North Westwood, they all submitted their neighborhood council's support for the motion to eliminate the new gas stations.
Good. Well, when they run out of gas, I don't want to see them in my
side
of town. Oh,
West Hollywood's considering doing the same
course,
thing.
Of course they are. Because, these people are idiots. Just absolute idiots. And then what's going to happen? Let's say this really goes into effect, and then there's no replacements, right? You are not going to get electric car charging stations replacing it anytime soon. You're not going to get millions of electric cars being manufactured anytime soon. You are not going to find new sources of lithium anytime soon, all right? And good luck wrestling the rare earth minerals from the Chinese. So when this happens and you have no gas stations in your neighborhood, you're going to come in my neighborhood and clog up the lines? Well, we'll push your car out of line into the street. I mean, I just can't believe how stupid and trendy people are. Everybody virtue signaling. I know. No more gas stations in my town. Look at me. I'm environmentally conscious. I'm green. What are you, a polluter? No, I have a car that runs. Yours is stuck on the side of the road there.
They think, of course, just like high gas prices, this would obviously affect worse the poorer neighborhoods where there's much more or less likely people buying any kind of electric vehicles.
All these freaking progressives. None of this stuff works for the poor. None of it. Poor people can't afford any of this.
Right. Even if they can afford a car, it's going to be like a used 1990-something. They can't afford even a used electric or hybrid car. That's way out of their budgets.
Yeah. I'm going to drive old cars till I drop dead. I'm not dealing with this nonsense.
You're not going to find a gas
station. I know a guy. He just told me he got a car. Like he bought it from a friend of his, right? He bought it to resell it to someone. And so he had it for a time. And he says it gets like 53 miles to the charge. 53 bots. Yeah.
To the full charge?
He says it only goes 53 miles, and then he's got to charge it up again.
Is it a hybrid or an EV?
It's a hybrid.
Oh, I see.
So it's a 53-mile charge, and then he's got to...
And it has gas in it, too.
It has gas in it, too, yeah. But
right. Hybrid only takes over when you're like...
Oh, he gets good mileage.
Foot off the gas, and right. it switches over to hybrid power.
He gets good mileage out of it, but I'm just saying the range isn't there for these things. Because the only one that people talk about is Tesla. And it's by far the most expensive. By far, out of reach for most people in America. People can't spend a year's salary on a car. And you know what? It's not even discussed. There's a great story in the Wall Street Journal. I think we printed it out a few days ago. Just never got around to it. A woman, writer, she tries to drive with her friend from New Orleans to Chicago on an electric car. And it was the whole trip was a disaster. And it was finding charging stations. They don't exist, or when they exist, they don't work.
Yeah, actually, you know, Tesla, it's too expensive, but they give you a whole map. They'll map out your whole route for you and show you where the charging stations are. And you can even see on the screen whether or not there's a wait.
Yeah, I mean...
Or whether or not one of them's broken.
You know what the median salary in this country, household median salary in this country is?
It ain't much. It's 30, 40,000?
Well, that's, I think, closer to the median single salary, but it's in the low 70s.
For a family.
The median salary, it means everybody working in the house, in the low 70s. Most people have huge credit card balances. They're in debt. They're living from week to week.
Then why are they quitting jobs at record rates?
I don't know.
I was talking about this with my sister today. She doesn't understand it either. All the people quitting jobs.
I don't know. Oh, I heard in Virginia, the governor of Virginia is telling all the workers, you got to come in and work like at least 3 days a week. And 300 workers said no, and they all quit. I don't know.
That because with everybody else quitting jobs, they can find something, right?
Yeah,
there's a need.
I think a moratorium in all the welfare programs, and then we'll see what that does to the job
situation. I was talking about this with somebody else today and said, well, I think some younger people are trying to make money off of social media. selling themselves TikTok videos.
Yeah, maybe that works. It's a great career to have, right?
I don't know if it's a long-term plan, but it works for now for me.
I don't know. When you're 45, I don't know if anybody's going to want you doing a dance on TikTok, but yeah, go ahead, try.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Today was quite the day for Joe Biden appearances. We had mentioned this earlier in the show. We're going to play it now. They celebrated this new gun bill that he signed last month that was passed by Congress. And as you know, he got interrupted by the father of a student at the school in Parkland, Florida, who was killed in that horrible shooting back in 2018. But apparently Joe didn't quite figure out the year that happened well. Here we go.
Fort Hood, Texas, 2009. 13 dead, 30 more injured. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, 1918. 17 dead, 17 injured. In both places, countless others suffering with invisible wounds. In both places, red flag laws could have stopped both those shooters.
1918?
He did. You didn't hear wrong. He did say that the Parkland shooting was 1918 when Joe was a young boy.
Well, probably something that happened in childhood that he never forgot.
1918.
He reads this off the teleprompter. Now, a 19 and a 20, they look quite different on a screen. It's not like it was 1916 versus 19.
Well, who knows what he can see. I mean.
He also today appeared, we were mentioned earlier in the show, the Webb Space Telescope has sent back, they first showing these images from that $10 billion space telescope, which has got images of galaxies. He wondered what the press is like on those planets, those galaxies.
The press?
Yeah. He's acting again like he's crucified by the press. I see. Which we believe he's given a pass for 90% of what his gaffes and his other horrible. So blame the press for the high inflation, all the other things, you know?
Piers Morgan, you know, that British
journalist. Yeah, he's a loudmouth idiot.
Yeah, did you see the column he wrote in the New York Post?
No.
He did a summary of Biden's mental condition using that New York Times story that we talked about earlier. He just went through a list of describing Biden. He often shuffles when he walks. Staff is afraid he's going to trip on a wire. His speeches,
well, that's from the Times.
Yeah. His speeches are, quote, flat and listless. He stumbles so often that staffers hold their breath to see if he makes it to the end. He says things like the U.S. is going to respond militarily if China invades Taiwan, or that Putin cannot remain in power. He, quote, sometimes loses his train of thought. He, quote, has trouble summoning names. He appears, quote, momentarily confused. He calls the vice president, President Harris. He confused Iran for Ukraine. He confused Senator Mark Warner for John Warner, who's dead. He tumbles off stationary bikes. He stays out of public view at night. He's in half as many news conferences as his predecessors. He's fallen asleep during global conferences. And it just goes on and on.
Yeah.
You guys are bad.
Yeah.
You still say he's not going to make it till 24?
No. No. We're only a year and a half in.
Oh, I know that.
Two and a half years?
Come on, man.
But he's only 80. I mean, people live to 90. Longer.
They live? Yes. I'm not saying he's dead.
But you think there's going to be an incredible, well, even more decline in his...
Morgan says 25th Amendment, you know, where the cabinet gets together and votes him out of office.
Yeah, we heard that with Trump, and that didn't happen. Yeah, it's honestly, the media loves that one.
I know. But, you know, in both cases, it might have been warranted. All right, we've got Kelvin Washington. Yeah, I told you. You got to put it on the screen when new people come in.
No, I get that, right? Although we shared a moment last time.
Yes, you came in last time.
Yeah. We did share a moment. Clearly, admit more for one of us.
No, I wanted to make sure I get it right. I didn't want to call you Kevin. It's Kelvin.
I do appreciate that. I went 4 years of high school being called Kevin from my principal.
Yeah, did you ever get annoyed at the L?
I actually wonder, is it silent now? Is it, you know, is it like silent the G in lasagna? Like, what are we doing here that folks never see the L? And by folks, I mean my own family. They call me Calvin, though.
Oh, they did.
Oh, Calvin.
Yeah, there's a lot of Calvin going
Calvin.
On.
Calvin.
Yeah.
Really? That's tough when your own family gets your name wrong.
And by the way, my father's name is Kelvin, too, which makes it even crazier that my family calls me Calvin. So it's either Calvin and Hobbes, Calvin Klein, you know, right, or it's Kevin. And you can never get it right when you call. Hey, I'd like a caramel macchiato, a little this, a little that. All right. And what's your name, please? Kelvin. Kelvin. What was that? Kelvin. Kyle? Kelvin. That's what I go through daily.
What's coming on the show?
Lots going on. One of the things, of course, is, and I think a lot of people are dealing with this in some capacity, is, of course, coronavirus reemerging. Everybody, remember when everyone thought, hey, if I get it now, in fact, let me just get it now so I can get it over with, yeah, and I'll be good for 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years, we don't really know. Yeah. Now, coronavirus is what we call spinning the block. Meaning it's turning around. And it's turning around extremely fast now. Folks are getting sick again after possibly 4 weeks. And
I saw that. Four weeks.
I worked with somebody who that happened. Now, this person is like the epitome. You know, you have the hermit who has bunkered down for now 2.5. They said, I'm not doing it. I'm not moving. And then there's a perfect who didn't care at all. Mm-hmm. COVID, Schmovit, I'm out here in these streets. He was on that side of things. And he had it, went down bad, and then got it again 4 weeks later. So he had Alpha, Beta, Delta, just pick them all. Spirit, American Airlines, all, like he had them all. So I do know someone who's gone through that. So we're going to talk about that as well as folks all of a sudden not respecting Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven.
All right. All right, Kelvin Washington coming up.
In for Conway.
And Andrew Calavera has the news. Did I blow that name too?
You absolutely did. Congratulations.
Andrew Caravella?
Caravella, yeah.
All right.
It sounded like a good dish. I wanted that.
If you guys.
Like, yeah, I'll have the Carabella. Yeah, let me have that.
If you guys come back a second time, I'll get it right. John and Ken Show, KFI, KST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.